So Seema just posted into the chat that she would also like to say something. And Lazarus, if you have anything to add, you're of course also very welcome to come in. So Seema or Lazarus, whoever still wants to add something on this very question, please go ahead. And otherwise, I will then continue with the next question.
My contribution is not so much on what was asked just now, but just on the way forward. I think it's important to understand that we wrongfully believed that the German government have, the egalitarian wisdom to recognize that the extermination orders were very obvious and very clear violence of law. We also thought, because of the 2006 resolution that was passed in the Namibian Parliament, that the Namibian government, through this resolution, would support its citizens to request for justice and to fight for justice and to have this recognized as a genocide. And therefore, to recognize that under international law, we are owed reparations. But as things have unfolded, it has become very clear that both governments have failed us. The Namibian government has insisted that it is going to be the chief negotiator. The Namibian government has been asked from time to time to recognize us as the chief negotiators, but it has refused to do so. So it seems as if we cannot count on our own government to do something about this. So how do we move forward? I think this is the important issue that we need to look at. How do we move forward, and what are the options that are open to us? Now, one of the arguments that I want to propose, that there is this popular belief that only a sovereign country can take another sovereign country to the International Court of Justice. But I think there's a fallacy in this thinking, because under Resolution 3312 of the Human Rights Council, the special rapporteur on the rights of indigenous people is specifically mandated to formulate recommendations and to formulate proposals on appropriate measures that can be taken to remedy violations of rights of indigenous people. And I think it is time for us to start invoking this, to start invoking this right that we are guaranteed, and approach the special rapporteur and to say, you have the mandate to protect us, because it is very clear that our government is not going to protect us. And it is very clear that the German government is not willing to admit that a genocide was committed. And therefore, I think, given the gravity of the issue, and given the urgency of the issue, and also given the scope of what it is that we are dealing with, the special rapporteur must initiate and convene an expert consultation to address the issue, because it is an issue of international rights, and it is an issue of justice. And therefore, I think it's very important for us to invoke our right to these fair procedures. Now, I also equally think that if it should be that the special rapporteur and the expert consultations cannot be convened for whatever reason, then I think that the Nama and Ovaherero people must request the Trusteeship Council of the UN. We must request the Trusteeship Council of the UN to exercise its authority, the Council's authority, to seek an advisory opinion from the International Court of Justice, because we cannot as a Nama and Ovaherero people go directly to the International Court of Justice. The Namibian government is not going to do it on our behalf, but I believe that the Trusteeship Council has got the authority to do that and must seek the council's authority so that they can get an advisory opinion from the International Court of Justice. I think this is what I want to emphasize. I also want to emphasize that the Ovaherero and Nama people deserve a ruling on the issue. We deserve a ruling. There has to be a ruling. And if the UN process is serious about its mandate and about its authority, then this is the time for the UN mechanisms to be invoked and to be brought into the question. I think this is just the only contribution I wanted to make. Thank you, Nadja. I hope I was audible enough. I'm not feeling too well, but I just felt that I needed to emphasize that a little bit. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sima, for sharing your views and for the great, great input that you've just given. And I really hope that you'll get well very soon. So, but thank you so much for adding that.